Here's a thought about tiny prints. I remember visiting the Art Institute of Chicago in the 1980s and seeing on display there a collection of tiny prints in very large frames. This was decades ago, so my memory might be a little fuzzy on it, but as I recall anyway, I think there were 35 millimeter contact prints, or maybe there were a few of them that were Hasselblad 6x6 centimeter prints. But tiny prints matted in very large frames, 16x20 frames. And it was a whole display of these things. And I was fascinated with them at first because I thought how unusual and how odd, and I had to decide in my own mind whether or not it was right or wrong from my perspective that they would present such a tiny print in such a large mat board. And while I was thinking about this, I watched people in the exhibition approach these images, and it was absolutely fascinating how they did so. Virtually everyone got very close to the print. Probably, my speculation is, about as close as their eyes can focus. And I even noticed a few people who had bifocal glasses get close enough that they were examining these tiny, tiny prints through their bifocals. So they're literally 6 to 8 inches, 10 inches away, something like that. And I thought, isn't that fascinating how the size of the print can draw people in? Compare that to today, when all the rage is to do giant prints. If you do a 42-inch print and you put it up on the wall somewhere, no one's going to want to get closer to it. As a matter of fact, they might even want to back up a little bit in order to see the whole thing, as it were. I'm sure that those mathematically inclined and people who think about this kind of stuff more deeply than I do probably would propose that there's an ideal angle of view, and that makes sense to me. But one of the things that getting close to a tiny print does is that it brings you more aware of the background that surrounds it. For example, the texture of the mat board itself, or the way the cut in the mat board was created. Is it bevel? Is it straight? Is it double matted? Is it color matted? Those things are going to become more apparent as we get closer to the image to view it. I've also noticed this with the handheld work that I do, like folios and chapbooks. Chapbooks are slightly smaller than folios. People tend to look at them a little more closely than they do a folio print. I'm fascinated by that, keeping in mind that what we want to create is some kind of relationship between the artwork and the viewer. Doesn't it make sense that the closer physically that artwork is to them, the more powerful that connection might be, at least from a physical point of view? I think there's something to be said for tiny prints. Shortly after I had seen that exhibition in Chicago, I had built a Polaroid adapter for my 2 1/4, 3 1/4 view camera so that I could make 2 1/4, 3 1/4 prints that were made from Polaroid positive negative film. And I did a whole box full of these things. There's probably 100 or maybe even more than that of these matted prints that are 2 1/4, 3 1/4, essentially contact prints. And I had so much fun doing that with Polaroid materials, but a little frustrated that Polaroid materials aren't the ideal black and white material. For example, D-Max black is not as black, etc. So I started doing 2 1/4, 3 1/4 contact prints from regular gel and silver film. And that gave me the flexibility to get different contrast papers, different textured papers, etc. But again, small prints, 2 1/4, 3 1/4. And the same thing. Every time I show these, people pick them up one by one and hold them fairly close at sort of comfortable book reading distance to see them, and maybe even pull them in a little closer if they have bifocals or something to look at some of the details. I think there are certain projects that are ideal for tiny prints, and if you've never tried to finish a tiny print with matting and framing and make it sort of official artwork, I guess. If you've never done it, you might want to try it, just for grins. And you'll probably find what I found, that some images work beautifully as Tiny Prince. Others, maybe not so much. Some images need to be big and even giant-sized prints. But there are lots and lots of images that work beautifully as a little tiny print, maybe 2 1/4, 3 1/4, maybe a Hasselblad type 6 by 6 centimeters, maybe even a 35 millimeter contact print. Give it a try.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.